Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Red Men TV. It's Steve here with the starting 11 prediction show ahead of Liverpool versus Leeds on Wednesday evening. A big, big, big game for the Reds. Given what happened at the weekend, this is Liverpool's game in hand. The game in hand we've been talking about ever since it was cancelled on Boxing Day. Liverpool need to get 3 points in this one. Put the pressure, keep the pressure on Manchester City. Close that gap to just the 3 points. Again, heading into the weekend, Liverpool aren't going to be playing another Premier League game, and Manchester City will be. But if Liverpool can get to Wednesday, get that game in hand done, get the 3 points, box it all off, we are definitely in a title race. I am about to go through here now and pick the 11 players I think Jürgen is going to select for the game. If you're watching this now live on Twitter, click the link in the tweet and come and join us on YouTube. For those of you who are watching along on YouTube now live, hello, welcome. Hope you're enjoying the show so far and hope you are going to enjoy the show. If you get in the live chat as well, give me your thoughts and comments as I put the team up on the board. My guess is after the weekend, Jürgen's going to go fairly strong for this one, build the rhythm up ahead of the final as well, but also look after a few legs. There are players who've played a lot of games, so it's a very tricky decision. Liverpool need 3 points. Liverpool rest the players at the weekend. There's a final coming up. There's tons and tons and tons to think about. So I'm going to go and... Well, there you go. Here's my 11 I think he's going to pick. Like I say, this is what I think Jürgen's going to pick. It's not what I would pick myself. I always caveat that before you all start shouting at me in the comments section, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, Alisson Becker in goal for this one. No surprises there. I don't think he's going to play in the cup final. I'll be honest, Jürgen's pretty much guaranteed that Kelleher is going to play. There's a school of thought that maybe you play Kelleher here so you're not just throwing him in cold into the Chelsea game, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think Alisson plays here and I think Kelleher plays in the cup final on Sunday. Left back, I'm bringing back in Andy Robertson. Had the weekend off, obviously, with Kostas Tsimikas doing a decent job at left back, but Robbo comes back in for me for sure. I am partnering him at the back on the left-hand side with Virgil van Dijk. Virgil's played a lot of football, but he always does. He very ever really rests, does Virgil. So again, I think Virgil's going to play. I have made a change alongside him, though. Ibu Konate in Milan had a very good game. Joel Matip at the weekend was all right, but hit a bit of miss. I think he's going to protect Joel. I think he'll still want Matip to play the cup final, but I don't think he wants Joel Matip playing game after game after game. Ibu Konate comes in and starts for me at centre-half. And then Trent Alexander-Arnold comes back in at right-back. Again, another one who had the weekend off. Looking at the comments here, Nathan agrees with me. He says Konate will start for me. And we've got Live at Bird MV says Alisson, Trent, Ibu, Van Dijk and Robbo. Yeah, we're very much in cahoots there, my mate. So yeah, there you go. That is my back five. I want to know in the comments now, if you're watching live, what would your midfield three be? Because there's tons and tons and tons to go through. There's loads of options. There's about 7, 8, 9 lads who feasibly could do with a start, who pretty much all deserve a start. While you guys think about what you're going to do, I want you guys to check out this now. It is an advert, an exclusive look ahead at something that is dropping tonight. In about an hour's time, in fact, just over an hour if you're watching this live, or just under an hour if you're watching this live, we are exclusively dropping Liverpool's 5-part podcast series. Not one, not two, not three, but not four, not five podcasts all about the Liverpool in the League Cup. This is Liverpool, the League Cup story.
Liverpool Football Club, record 8 times holders of the League Cup, have a storied history in the competition. Back to the 80s, 81, 82, 83 and 84, 4 consecutive wins for the Mighty Reds. 1995, the McManaman Final. 2001, kicking off the famous treble campaign. 2003, the forgotten final, the win over the bitterest of enemies, Manchester United. And 2012, the trophy that sent feast to famine for Liverpool and kicked off 7 trophyless years, leading to Liverpool lifting the European Cup under Jurgen Klopp in 2019. Liverpool, the League Cup story goes deeper behind the stories of each of those wins. A 5-part premium podcast series available exclusively on Red Men Plus in the build-up to Liverpool's attempt to win a 9th League Cup against Chelsea at Wembley. Head to Red Men Plus right now and get that entire series streaming right now into your native podcasting player and learn more about Liverpool. Hey everyone, Mates here. If you're enjoying this podcast, then do go and check out Red Men Plus, our Liverpool streaming service, giving you tons of extra podcasts each and every month. There's Journo Insight, there's the Around the League show, the Debate show, the Opposition preview, and interviews with Liverpool legends past and present as well. Tons of content to keep you occupied, keep you busy, thrilled, entertained, and go deeper on Liverpool FC culture. Head to theredmentv.com. Sign up and join us on Red Men Plus.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Yeah, so there you go, Liverpool, the League Cup story, a 5-part premium podcast. If you're watching this after 5 p.m. on Monday, it is out now. One of those episodes is out for free if you head on over to your usual podcast provider and find the Red Men TV channel. The other 4 are on Red Men Plus, our subscription service. There are videos over there as well for each of the shows, but they are really designed for podcasts. So I do recommend you go and check that out. Like I say, head on over to theredmentv.com, check out Red Men Plus and get those 5 episodes right now. Let's have a little look. And I asked before the break about you guys in terms of what midfielders you would choose for this game. Ben went for Fab, Thiago, Hendo. We had our member, Michael McGuinness, went for Thiago, Fabinho and Elliott. Harvey needs to get revenge on Leeds. Billy said he would go for Milner, Thiago and Elliott. And then we've got Matthew who went for Fab, Thiago and Hendo. Well, I've gone along the lines. I think everyone pretty much wants Fabinho in, and I agree. He has the weekend off. He went and spent his weekend going to visit his mates, his Brazilian mates, Leeds United against Manchester United. That's where Fab and Thiago spent their weekend this Sunday afternoon watching that game. Very good game as well. Fabinho's had, like say, the game against Norwich off, so he definitely comes back in for me. I'm going for Thiago. You do have to be very careful, I think, with Thiago's minutes. You definitely want him against Chelsea, I'm certain. Jurgen will want him to start the final.
So it may be that he only gets an hour here, but I agree, get him in from the start, get him on the pitch, get him going. He's had a couple of amazing substitute appearances over the last couple of weeks. He's been brilliant coming off the bench. I think here he starts, get them minutes in his legs. And I agree with those of you who've gone for Harvey Elliott as well. I think Harvey, again, another one who's deserved, he had a difficult time, probably the first little difficult time in his career in Inter Milan, and he wasn't bad. It was okay a little bit, but I think, again, another one who didn't play against Norwich, get him back in the team, get him fit and firing. Again, there's loads of options, and this is just a guess, because honestly, there's Milner, there's Henderson, there's Keita, there's Chamberlain. Curtis Jones hasn't even been on the bench in recent weeks. There's tons and tons of options for Jürgen. We saw him change the formation in the second half, didn't we, against Norwich, so that's always a possibility as well. But yeah, that's the midfield I think he'll select. I'm certain Jordan starts in the final, probably in that midfield, in the head of Harvey Elliott. But again, you've got to protect legs. You've got to make sure you're doing what's right by everyone. I'm pretty sure that that's the 11. Sorry, that's the three he's going to go for in midfield, but we'll see. Let's go into the attack then. I've got Luis Diaz playing out on the left-hand side again. Didn't start in Inter, comes off the bench in Milan, obviously. So he's had a little bit more rest than some of the others. He was electric at the weekend as well, wasn't he? He was absolutely fantastic. So I'm pretty certain that Luis Diaz is going to be on the wing. I'm going for Mohamed Salah on the other one. He's another one who probably needs a rest at some point. But to be fair, Jürgen never, he just doesn't rest him. Salah, when he's always around, Salah plays. So I've got to see, again, he might not play the 90 minutes, but he just always goes for Mohamed Salah. And then up front, I've gone for Divock Origi. Again, Sadio played up front the other day and scored a worldie of a goal. We know that Jota's injured and we know that Bobby Firmino's injured as well. It might mean it's touch and go. I'm pretty sure we can pretty much rule Bobby out of the final. Jota's going to be touch and go. In which case, he might want to save Sadio if he's going to play number 9 at the weekend. Maybe he goes and he plays him here as well. But having done it there, I think he'll give Divock a chance as well. Another one who needs more time. Again, had a pretty good game at the weekend when he came on. I think it's the time for Divock Origi to go and lead the line against Leeds. But, like I say, it's all up for interpretation and debate. So if you are watching this and you're not watching it live, do use the YouTube comments and let me know what you guys think Jürgen will do. There's tons and tons of options. Again, I've got my bench here. I'm going to go through now. And there's lads who aren't even on this bench, just how good the squad is. Before I do that, in fact, I'll go through you guys. Does Harvey have a chance of playing at right wing, says Donut? Potentially. The issue with that is every time Harvey's played, he's just put him in midfield all the time. He just constantly wants him in the midfield. So I think that when you're introducing a young player, I think Jürgen is at a point now where he wants Harvey just playing the same role all the time. So I've got a feel it could happen, but he doesn't really rest Mo Salah, to be honest. He obviously doesn't start him as soon as he gets back from the AFCON, but more often than that, when Salah is around, he just plays all the time. We could play Naby and Thiago against a low block defensive team, says Bobby Firmino. I don't think it's that Bobby watching, but if it is, hello Bobby. You absolutely could, no doubt about it. But then Harvey Ellis is creative as well, isn't he? And Naby played at the weekend. I thought him and Chamberlain were a little under par anyway, if I'm honest. But yeah, you could. I wouldn't be hugely shocked if you did. Bjorn, the team looks good. I think Milner might be in for Elliott and maybe Keita or Jones in for Thiago. I mean, Jones hasn't even been on the bench recently, and I don't think Milner's going to play yet. Again, maybe the Leeds United connection, and maybe you do. But Leeds, I don't think so. And like Leeds aren't really a low block side anyway. So I think you don't really need to do much in terms of you just play your game. They'll go man for man up against you, and it's man on man. And I'm quite happy with that team. I think there's enough creativity in it with Fabinho. Keeping the back door closed as well. I'm quite happy with that midfield. AJ Mane, right wing for Salah. Again, I just don't see him. He doesn't rest Mo Salah. It's not something he ever does. If he rests Mo Salah, it's taking him off. Let's have a little look at the subs bench then. Kevin Kelleher, obviously we think he's going to play against Chelsea, but he can be a place on the bench for now. Kostas Tsimikas as our backup left-back option. Again, another one who had a pretty solid game at the weekend. Joel Matip is your centre-back cover. I'll stand over here so you can see that there. We've got Jordan Henderson, the captain, on the bench as well. We've got Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. We've got Naby Keita, so Liverpool got plenty of midfield options there. You can rotate all three of them if you need to at some point in the game. There's a fourth one in James Milner. Maybe if you want to save Trent's legs again or even Robbo for a bit, you could always include Milner off the bench if needs be. We've got Sadio Mane and we've got Taki Minamino at the bench. Who hasn't made me bench there? Obviously, Gomez and Jones are the two. Obviously, Curtis Jones and Joe Gomez, who haven't even made my bench so far. Jota, we think, is injured. We think Bobby's not going to be ready as well. Let's have a little look at your comments then on the team. Enrico Mane has to start. He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't. Again, this isn't a slight on Sadio. If anything, it's getting Sadio ready for the cup final. I'm guessing as it stands, he's probably going to start Liverpool's cup final at the weekend up front. Listen, Mane will come off the bench. If he's on the bench, he will come on at some point. If it's Diaz who's on the bench, he'll come on. If it's Salah, he'll come on. Like, it is what it is. Those intertwine. I just think he'll want to get Divock a start. He hasn't had one for a long, long time. So I think Divock will play. Sheldon, how long is Jota out? Yeah, Jürgen's press conference is tomorrow. As it stands, apparently they're a bit more optimistic than they first were, but yeah, it still looks like it's going to be touch and go. We'll probably find out more as the week goes on, but I wouldn't guarantee it. Kevin Matip on instead of Van Dijk. Don't see that happening, Kevin, if I'm honest. Again, Virgil's another one where they don't really tend to rest him too much. He doesn't expend that much energy in terms of his playing style anyway. You're prone to a kick or a knock or whatever, and that can just happen. But very rarely does he rest Van Dijk to protect him from himself, from his body. So I disagree. I don't think he plays there. Jones could be on the bench instead of the Ox, says you. I think that says EU. Yeah, I don't know. Again, Jones hasn't been. We haven't seen Curtis for a while. It wouldn't be a huge shock if he did it. And Chamberlain wasn't great at the weekend, so certainly in there for sure. John says Taki deserves a shot. Surely there's a goal in it for this game. Taki deserves a start. Well, ahead of who doesn't deserve it? Maybe you put him up front. I'm not sure he likes. I don't think he likes Taki Minamino as a number nine. I think if he's going to play Taki, he'll put him either side. And I don't think he's anywhere near above these lads in the pecking order, if I'm honest. So I don't see that one. Risha Gomez wasn't on the bench. No, he isn't on my bench at all. He is not on my bench. And like I say, that's fair enough. You could go on there. You could take what you've got. We've got loads of midfield options, but I don't think you need two centre half options. James Milner provides your right back cover for Trent if needs be in case of an emergency. But yeah, so that's why he isn't even on my bench. A couple more then. Trent and Robbo, I would rest again. We have a final. Yeah, but if you rest people for too long, then they're out of rhythm and they haven't played a game for 10 days going into a final. I don't see it. I think the reason he rested them at Norwich was to play them here on Wednesday and then play them again on Sunday, get that rhythm up. So I don't see that one for sure. I would like to see Diaz, Mane and Salah says, well, yeah, listen, we saw it at the weekend and all three of them scored. It was absolute fire. I completely agree. As it stands, like I say, I think that could be the front three for the final. I just think he'll want to get Divock some minutes in his legs. At some point, he might need him. Why not start him here? If it isn't going too well, you can always bring Sadio in off the bench. You can bring Taki off the bench. You've got tons and tons of options. But yeah, I get your point. I'd love to see that front three because I thought it worked really well. But who knows? Motar says they've got to have Mane and Hendo in there. I'm looking after Henderson. I'm trying to get minutes in the legs of Thiago, who needs a start. I think he'd like to get Harvey Elliott to start as well, and Firmino has to play. But again, I'm not saying these would be bad options because they're all brilliant footballers, and whoever you bring in at the moment, you're always bringing in a very, very high level player. Jürgen's just got a ton of options at the moment. He's actually got two injuries, and it just so happens they both play in the same position. Both centre forwards are out injured, so that's why Divock's in for me. Got a £2 super chat from Bum Nugget saying, yes, the EU legend. Our good old mate, thanks very much, my mate. I do appreciate that one. Who starts in the final, Steve Hendo or Harvey, says Russell. Jordan will start the final. I'm convinced Henderson will start that game against Chelsea. I don't see that. I don't think he'll ever play a final without Jordan Henderson starting the game, if I'm honest, the captain. In terms of how this game could go against Leeds, then, again, check out on the site, on the YouTube channel. We've already had the uncensored match build-up. Paul was in the studio with Andy and Dan to talk through it. But essentially, Leeds are wide open. If you can keep the back door closed with a bit of pace, which is why I've gone for Konate. We saw Leeds in the last time they came to Anfield. The long balls, they scored plenty of goals in behind us, which may be why Konate's pace might be a good option there. But yeah, if Liverpool can keep the back door closed, like they more often than not recently have been tending to do. I know it was a bit of a freak goal at the weekend against Norwich, but more often than not, we've been keeping the goals out. there's more than enough creativity here to go through Leeds United. They will provide us chances. It's just whether these guys here can take it. But yeah, again, there's loads of people who could be unlucky. Every one of these lads on the bench would be fancying themselves to do well against Leeds if they got the chance. A few, obviously three of them are more certain. Jürgen will bring all three subs on. If the game's going well and you're saving legs, or the game's going badly and he needs to change things, there is a big final on the horizon. So yeah, that's the 11 I think Jürgen's going to pick for the game. Again, if you're not watching this live, please do let us know in the comments section what 11 you think he will choose. In terms of the game itself, then, what we've got coming up here on Red Men TV, we will have a live watch along for the game once again. We'll go live with the team news reaction show about 6:40 p.m. UK time, so about 5-10 minutes before the team news is announced. It'll be me and Errol in the studio for that one. And then from 7:30 UK time, we'll be live for the watch along of the entire game. Please do come and join us. We have tons of fun, lots of interaction with you guys in the chats and in the socials and stuff. So do come and check that out. Like I mentioned before, over on Red Men Plus, it is Wembley week. I know we've got this game, but in general, it's Wembley week as well. We are on the countdown to the final. We've got the In Conversation with Stuart Downing. We've got the Liverpool League Cup story that you mentioned earlier with the 5-part podcasts. We've also got the first ever episode of Silverware Stories, focusing on the 2001 League Cup final. So there's tons for you to get your teeth into, both on the YouTube channel and over on Red Men Plus. There's never been a better time to be with us here as a Liverpool supporter. Things are brilliant. We are very much in the mix for 4 trophies as it stands. Let's hope that continues through the rest of this week. Let's get the first one at the end of the week. Let's beat Leeds and let's get on a roll. Thanks very much to our guys. Then, like I say, if you are watching live on YouTube now, please do give the video a thumbs up. It really does help us. If you're not subscribed to Red Men TV already, please do that as well on the YouTube channel. If you click the little alert bell notification, you'll get a little buzz every time we're about to go live with one of our shows. More often than not, they're live to get you guys in the chat with us interacting. So do recommend you do that as well. Like I say, in terms of me, I will be back with the Red Men podcast on Tuesday morning. Until then, I'll see you all soon. Ta-da.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.